Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We had an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. We've many of our More Success Team people, we had an absolutely phenomenal day down in Dallas, Texas. I'm sure that Paul Pardetto will talk to you guys a little bit about that. But I'll quit talking. I'm so excited. I probably say too much. I know one thing, though. I'm really looking forward to this weekend at the home office in Ada, Oklahoma, for the training that Ken Moore, Randy Moore, and myself will be conducting. It'll be an all-day training from 9 to 4 at the home office, and it's exclusively for our More Success Team associates. So if you're within driving distance to Ada, I encourage you all to attend that event. It will definitely be worthwhile. There's absolutely no charge to come. As a matter of fact, Papa is going to make sure you guys have something to eat in the morning, and he's going to feed us all lunch as well. So if you're anywhere between close to 8 o'clock, you definitely want to attend that event because, it's really going to make a difference in your own individual businesses. So to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight to Durant, Oklahoma, the Platinum 2 Executive Director, $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on tonight, and happy President's Day to everyone. You know, just like you stated earlier today, 30 of the top associates, or some of the top associates in Prepaid Legal, actually met in Dallas with the leadership of MidOcean, and, of course, you and Dad and I, we were there, and we saw some incredible insight into Prepaid's new partnership with them. And they're going to be doing a special presentation at the upcoming international convention in Oklahoma City. And so that's just another great reason why you need to be at that event. So if you haven't registered for the international convention, I encourage you to do that because you definitely want to hear what they have to say. Also, don't forget to register for our More Success Team breakout. While you're there, you can simply go to our website, moresuccessteam.com. I encourage you to do that right away. If you haven't done it, just go ahead and do it tonight and get that behind you. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, and I'm really excited about this young man. He has so much potential, and he's already done so much in such a short period of time. I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original millionaire club member with Prepaid Legal. He's a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's a leader of our More Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
I tell you, Randy, I'm excited. You know, I was talking to Harold Pinson tonight, and really the truth about it is, Randy, we've always had the greatest marketing plan there is in the world. We've got great company behind us. We have great leaders like Wilbur Smith, Harlan Stonecipher, Kathy Pinson, and on and on. We've got the great associates on the line tonight. We've got great associates out there in the field. But as always, things can be improved, so we're moving ahead. I tell you, I'm just really, 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 really excited about the things it's going to do. I know we're going to be improving in all areas, but we always have since I've been with Prepaid. It's constantly been improving. Sometimes we've made mistakes, but we always step back and straighten those mistakes up because that's the kind of company it is, Randy. This young man tonight, I hope he stays on the team and stays as persistent as Harold Pinson. I hate to say that, but because this young man is absolutely phenomenal. He is a great trainer. He's a great worker. He's a great producer. He's a great motivator. He's a ringer. He's a platinum executive director. I don't know if he's quite made the millionaire club yet, but I should have checked it out before tonight. I apologize for that, but if not, he's right on the doorsteps of it. And I know a lot of people, when we heard him just speak a few weeks ago, just a little bit, they said, get him back on the line. We want to hear him some more. So it's my honor and my privilege to introduce to you tonight Mr. Ryan Burns.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Sounds great. I really want to just thank the More Success Team, Randy Moore, Ken Moore. They're people when, I got involved with the business just a little over 3 years ago now. They were the untouchables. when you're new and you come to a national convention, you just see all the success and the big smiles that are on their faces, and you think that these guys are just their celebrity status until you have the chance to just shake their hands. And I just remember being just so impressed and feel so grateful that we've got such humble, powerful leaders to lead this More Success Team. So again, thank you for this opportunity. It really is an honor. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Okay. I wrote down a few things that I did want to chat about. Just we've got so many things to be excited about, so many things to that are happening in prepaid legal. I think what can sometimes happen is we get so caught up in wanting to hear the announcements, wanting to know the changes, wanting to know, you know, what is going to happen. And, you know, we kind of forget that, you know, that all really doesn't change the way we do our business. If you speak with Mr. Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Ken Moore, any of the top Platinum Millionaire Club members, you know, the prepaid legal is the deal. The deal will always be the deal. We know exactly how to move it into the marketplace. We know exactly how to, you know, to do our exposures and, you know, just give people the opportunity to make their educated decision about our amazing opportunity and our amazing services. It's going to be great to have such a powerhouse like MidOcean to be able to back us up and support us in all our dreams and goals. But all they're going to do is help us do what we're already doing at a higher level. They're not going to change all the systems. That's just not what's going to happen. They're not going to make dramatic changes to this just overnight. They're going to be very well calculated changes. So, you know, it's something that I'm very excited about. And one thing, as I've kind of spoken with a few of the Platinums and Millionaire Club members and top 30 leaders, just a few of the people I was able to chat with today and to get their feedback on the event. One thing that you can just know is that every single leader is speaking of these changes. You know, and a lot of them, they explain it as, you know, the adrenaline is just pumping through them because they're so excited and they're so confident in what is about to happen. So I'm very excited about that, but that's not so much what I wanted to focus on. That's all going to happen, and you know, we're all going to make it to the national convention here on April 7th through 9th so that we can hear those announcements and hear and get to know the, you know, the addition to the prepaid legal family there. I know a lot of us want to meet these leaders and spend some time with them, and we're going to have the chance to do that. So just make sure you have your tickets. Make sure you get to that convention because this is going to be a historic event. I mean, this has never happened in prepaid legal history. So that's just my advice on that. Now I kind of just want to move forward. I know that my story is not the most impressive in prepaid legal. There's been so many people who have just done such extraordinary things, and I'm grateful to say that you don't have to be the person who designs all the ideas. You don't have to, you know, be that guy. My story really is, you know, I got started in the business. I messed it all up, and now I make six figures. I think that's every six-figure incomer story. Is we got started, we had some challenges, and we had some more challenges, and finally we were able to figure it out. I would say finally we were able to figure it out, but finally for me and my story, I guess it's really that finally I was listening. Finally, I was listening to my leaders and understanding what they were saying. I remember hearing once a month, I've never missed a Super Saturday event where I have the opportunity to listen to one of the top leaders in the company come into our town or, you know, whether even sometimes we've drove 5 hours to get to that event. You know, we just made sure we never missed it. But I remember one of the leaders, in fact, it was Mr. Danny Katoa, who said, his advice he gives to everybody is to ask lots of questions. Try not to ask them twice, because then that starts sounding like you're questioning. You know, ask questions, don't question, the system. So the systems are in place, the systems work, and there's a few ways I kind of want to just explain my story and how everything happened. When I got started in prepaid legal, I really struggled. You know, I was 23, I just turned 24. So just a baby in the world. I definitely had never experienced a business on any level. I used to work for the extent of my business experience is I used to work for a company called Sumo Time Party Planners, and our job was to, you know, take around those big sumo suits where people would get inside, and we'd go to all these parties all over the country, all over the state to go to high school, you know, graduations and private family parties and things like that. And, you know, I think that's when, I really made the connection of what Jim Rohn says. Jim Rohn is a gentleman who's probably one of the most well-known business minds in the world. I mean, he's traveled all over the world in dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of countries, flying around telling people and teaching them, you know, business philosophies, how to be an entrepreneur, how to change your life. And He's now the late Jim Rohn, but he'll go down in history as one of the most influential men that has ever been here in the United States. And one thing that I think is so impressive with his resume and in personal development and how many people he was able to assist, and help be successful, is one, is he got his start in this industry, the direct sales, network marketing. And his story was that he was a farm boy, a boy from Idaho, and with all of his experience flying across the world and teaching all of these, these countries and all these people and all these businesses and all these schools, everything that he did. I was listening to a training just the other day, and many people on the call, I'm sure you've listened into it many times. If you haven't, it's called How to Build Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. The very first piece of advice he gives on there, it's the very first thing, and he puts heavy emphasis on it. And he says, the day that you really learn that profits are better than wages, your life will never be the same. Profits are better than wages. That philosophy, when you really learn it and understand it, your life will never be the same. And I kind of think back of those days when I used to work for Sumo Time Party Planners. I would run around. I'd pick up the rides. We'd set up those blow-up rides, too. And some of these things, when you rolled them up, weighed 400, 500, 600 pounds. And, we just pack in several of these rides into the vans and with me and maybe two other guys. Then we'd go and deliver them at whatever party we were running and set them up and run the party. And we had fun. But, at the end of the day, 4 or 5 hours, you're playing with kids and playing with everybody. You're so exhausted. And I remember going home and dropping off the vans and the equipment at the gentleman's house who owned the business, and I'd walk in and I'd hand him a check of $500, $600, $700, maybe $1,000 sometimes, $2,000 sometimes, and on maybe an 8-hour job, I'd hand him a check for $2,000, and he would hand me a check for $140, and I thought that was great, but when you think back of Jim Rohn's statement when he says profits are better than wages, and you think again, I'm handing this $2,000 check, and most of the time he was always home watching reruns of MASH. He was home watching his TV, and he'd hand me a $140 check. You start putting two to two together, and you start thinking, man, profits are so much better than wages. Here's this guy doing whatever he wants, making over $1,800, and here I am working my butt off and making $140. And so, that's really the beauty of this industry, is it's allowed us to step into that arena that we haven't been able to be in and to experience. Profits are better than wages. The question is just learning the system. And for me, I didn't make sense when I got started. I was excited. I saw that people were doing it. So, I think that's the greatest thing of having leaders like Mr. Moore and Ken Moore and Randy Moore and the many leaders on this team, is you can look at them and say, hey, they've done it. They've done it. So can I. And I think that that's so important, for us to feed off of those stories. But for me, I was seeing them, and, sometimes I'd be motivated and sometimes I'd be mad. I'm like, why are they able to do this and why is this so hard for me? In fact, it took me 45 days to Fast Start qualify. On my 45th day, I got my third person in, the Fast Start qualification. And you know what happens if you go longer than 45 days to Fast Start qualify, the rules change for you. And I was scared that I wasn't going to hit it, and I was trying hard. I wasn't the guy that was just kind of being lazy. I may be doing things wrong, but I was working hard doing things wrong. I just didn't know what I was doing wrong. And after I Fast Start qualified, I kind of relaxed a little bit. I kept on attending the events. I kept on trying to do a little bit here and there and around my busy schedule. And, it took me another 45 days to get another recruit. Now, I sold some memberships in between there, so I was making a couple $100, enough to cover my car payment for both months. But here I am 3 months in the business, and I only have 4 total people in my organization. And the toughest part of that is I was attending the events. I was trying to get trained. I was trying to treat my business like a real business, inspire them to attend more than one event, come back to the next one, not because they were quitting legal. They just kind of didn't show up, and they said they'd be there next week, but they had, to fix the screen door. They had whatever reason going on. They were sick, and even though they attended their $8 an hour job, they were too sick to, go understand and learn how profits are better than wages and how to build their future. You do that process when you're young in the business and you don't know what you're doing wrong, and I didn't know why I couldn't motivate people. I hit a point in my business, and just to be completely honest, with the More Success team, I was I was really scared that this wasn't going to work for me. I was really starting to think that maybe I had made a mistake. And, you know, sometimes, you get to that point where, I'm going to go to this event, but I really don't know if this is going to be for me. And I remember just committing long enough and getting motivated long enough in between events that I kind of stuck through it through another week. And you know, things were not exploding. But then I went to a Super Saturday event where, you know, I met another young man who had a story that really related to mine. He told me of his struggles in prepaid legal. He told me of his triumphs. He told me of, in the training. I felt like he was speaking to me personally. And I remember laughing. I remember crying. and there were moments when there wasn't a dry eye in the whole room. It just was such a perfect environment because I had so many people around me experiencing the same emotions, experiencing the same struggles, and many of them up in the front of the room experiencing the type of lifestyle and success that I wanted. And here I remember just coming to a resolution in my mind that I'm going to stick and stay. There's nothing that's going to not be prepaid legal. There's too much passion behind the service, what we do for people, and there's too much passion behind the community that we have to help somebody create a new life and a new future for themselves from home. And I committed to myself that I would never attend another event without somebody in my organization sitting next to me. And, you know, I can safely say that I know I probably made that commitment and I tried to make that happen several times in the previous 3 months, but now it finally happened. And I was able to come to the people that were on my people that I had been exposing to the business but hadn't quite signed up. I went back to them with just a different energy, just a different vision of the company. And I was able to, transfer some of my belief to get them to show up and as excited as I did. And then they brought people the next week, and those people got excited, and they brought people the next week. And now 4 months in the business, it was like you couldn't even recognize where I was at 4 weeks prior. I mean, now I was making more doing this part-time than I was making at my full-time job just 4 months in. I started thinking about what would it be like if I – just did this full time, that I got to, wake up in the morning and work on my fortune rather than go to my job, and that's what got exciting. And 2 months later, my income kept on going up. So now I had 3 months in a row where my income part-time was more than my full-time job. So I didn't just quit when I decided to go full-time in a prepaid legal. Mr. Dave Hall, Millionaire Club member, gave me great advice. He gave me 3 months. And when those 3 months were completed, he said, all right, let's do it. And I went full time, and that was just the right time for me. It was the right, time for me to make that move, so I didn't have to jump too early and have that sales breath and have to close a deal to pay the bills. I was able to jump at a time when, I had some money in the bank, and prepaid legal had been, working out very well for me. And then, I went to another Super Saturday training. You'll hear me keep on referring to the changes in my business because they all revolved month to month because I built my entire business around the Super Saturday events, and that was really the key for me, is plugging my people to get inspired by some of the top leaders in the country. And I remember Justin McPherson, about 2.5 years ago, came into town and just absolutely lit my organization on fire. They were a young group, really excited, about doing the business. I had a gentleman who was a psychologist who just was so impressed that such a young man had such, so much good business philosophies and how they made sense. And that organization exploded and went executive director. And now 2 months later, I had my first $8,000 month. That was 8 months in the business. And that was right after as well as I attended convention. It was 2 months after I attended convention is when I had my first $8,000 month. And that was really because there was a $5,000 bonus on the line. So I really made $3,000 and got a $5,000 bonus. But running for that $5,000 bonus, I built a team that 2 months later paid me $10,000 with no bonus. That was just overrides from an organization that got excited. And that's really what we've been able to ride on. It's not because, I did anything spectacular. It's because I stuck in. Fortunately, I had some good people around me who motivated me and inspired me to get to the events. And that's what I did. I just plugged into those events. So if you really want to know the map of what you want to create in prepaid legal, if you want to know the big picture, it was explained to me like this. If you had a 1,000-piece puzzle and you had no picture, all you had is 1,000 tiny little puzzle pieces – in a bag. And, you know, you're sitting there, you've got your table out in front of you, and this bag is just dropped in front of you. You have no idea what this picture is supposed to look like. You don't know if it's an animal, a rainforest, a computer. You don't know what this thing is. But you're asked to go put that 1,000-piece puzzle together. Now, can you do it? No, sure you can. You know, it'll take you some time. It'll be really, really hard and frustrating because you don't know what you're trying to go, where you're trying to go. You don't know what you're trying to create. But eventually you might be able to get it done if you don't just get frustrated and quit. Now, what the events did for me, especially the convention that's coming up, is it was like here I had this picture of all these people who told me the same things that I already knew. I already had the puzzle pieces of, you know, how to get excited, make a list, do PBRs, private conference calls, and do your, and make sure you attend your business opportunity meeting and you listen to your calls every single week. I knew those things. I knew all that stuff. But so I had the puzzle pieces in my hand, but I didn't have the vision. I didn't have the picture of what this thing was supposed to look like. And now here I am at convention hearing why the three-way call is not something that I should have optional in my business and why the private business receptions was not an optional thing, why it worked for all these people, and why attending the business opportunity meeting was not something just if you had guests, why just come just when you have guests. No, you should be attending every single week. You know, at that event. And why? You know, so now you have the big picture. I mean, I guess you could use the example as well. That, you know, that's what that 1,000-piece puzzle is going to be a lot better if you have the picture, all right? And that's what convention can do for you. Another way to look at it is, you know, if you're driving a Ferrari and you're on the Salt Flats, I live in Salt Lake City, if you're on the Salt Flats, you basically have a flat road and you can just, you know, put the pedal to the metal and you can just floor that thing. And you know, now picture yourself, you know, driving on a through a canyon. So the roads are kind of swervy, but you can still, you know, go pretty fast. But what if it was a very, very foggy day and you couldn't see more than 4 feet in front of your car? Now you've got the same vehicle, but how fast can you go? You've got this amazing Ferrari, but I mean, if you go too fast, you're going to go off the edge, right? But again, with the vision, you have the same vehicle with the vision, and you know where you're going. You know where you can put the pedal to the metal. You know exactly what you're doing. So that's what I'd say the convention is. If you want the map of prepaid legal, you're going to get it at convention. And really, if you were going to write down seven things of what you wanted to build your business around, number one is you got to get excited about what you're doing. Listen to the stories of the More Success team. Listen to the stories of prepaid legal ring earners across the country. Listen to the stories of the success stories people use the services for. And understand, you know, just to get excited, it's not quite enough. You also got to be exciting. You know, you got to be able to transfer that into other people as you're showing them the information. You need to make a list. And you might say you don't know anybody, but I suggest pull out your phone. You know, if you're an associate who's been around for a while and people won't give you their list, have them pull out their phone. You'll be surprised that they wrote down four people, but they actually have 40 or 100 people in their phone. So go ahead and just start writing them down. Who's this? Okay, who's this? Who's this? Who's this? And just start writing those names down. Then you want to do a private business reception. That just is simply, you know, invite that list of people to your home, pop in a DVD, and get an executive director or a director 25 to do the call before and after that private business reception. Or maybe they can even travel to your private business reception. And if they're not there, you've got a CD with 2 Millionaire Club members that's going to explain all the information for you. The private conference call is basically what you do before or after your PBR. That same day is preferable, in my opinion. Because then it's like you have people call into a line just like we're on right now, and you do a presentation for, let's say, John Smith. Now we're talking to John Smith's friends who couldn't make it to that PBR and who are throughout the country. So here in one night, you've exposed a lot of people at your private business reception, and you exposed the rest who didn't make it and across the country on a call. And so you got a great exposure list. Now you want to plug into the business opportunity meeting. So you're going to sign up some people at those events and other people they're just going to be excited to come and learn more. So you get them to your business opportunity meeting. And that will definitely seal the deal if the private business reception didn't. You do three-way calls to help, you know, inspire people to get there, make the commitment, get their answers, their questions answered. And then you've got a weekly training that you can plug into, which is this phone call. For many of you, might even have an extra training that you can plug into right there in your marketplace. But this training call is here every Monday night. You know, you can be you know, just, you know, sitting down for 30 minutes, take a notepad out and get your training every week and teach your team to do the same. And then at the very end, you want to do all of these things so that you have more people attend that international convention. And this is like a funnel. As you recruit, you're throwing in these new recruits in the same funnel, the same system, getting excited, making a list, doing your PBR, attending the events, going to listening to your trainings, and then attending convention. And after you get them through that whole system, that's when your superstars start popping out. People that are more excited about this than you are. People that are better at this than any of us are. That's where you find them is by taking them through the system. We don't want to try to be the deal because then that won't happen. Okay? You know, so with that, you know, I feel like I've gone along enough. They asked me to train for about 25 minutes, but that's really the system. That's really what I wanted to try to paint for everybody is just definitely get yourself on those seven steps. Just keep on taking yourself through that process and trust the process. Trust the national convention. No matter how hard it is financially for you to get to there, there's a cost to get there. But the cost not to get there is much, much greater. So with that, you know, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Andy Moore, I'll go ahead and turn the call back over to you, and thank you for the time.
Well, thank you, Ryan. We appreciate you being on tonight. And for everyone on the call, this is the type of training that you can get. When you come to our breakout session, you'll get to see the top people on our team, One or More Success team. Of course, Ryan, Mr. Burns, we think you're one of the top people, and we're just so very proud of you. I know you're young, but you're energetic, and you really grasped hold of of this business. And we just appreciate the heck out of everything you're doing for our team. So thank you for being on the call tonight. Right now, I want to quickly go out to the state of Virginia to another one of our Millionaire Club members out there, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
I am, Mr. Hughes. You got anything you'd like to add to the call tonight?
Just that Ryan Burns is a stud. The guy does a great job. I'm so proud of him. So proud of his success and his team's success. So it's great to hear him on the call tonight. Talked to my brothers after they got out of that meeting today, and they got me so excited. Cindy and I are making big plans for the future. Prepaid Legal is wonderful. It always has been wonderful. And I just think this merger, I don't know what they're calling it, acquisition by MidOcean Partners, it just solidifies what was already a great opportunity. And I think we're going to see some, you know, refinements in the way that we do our business, and, you know, the idea that Prepaid Legal is going to become a household name under, you know, our watch just in the next few years. And, you know, if you go on a multi-billion dollar joyride, we know how much money has been made on a $500 million, you know, business model. Can you imagine $1 billion or $2 billion or $6 billion? Some of the numbers that they're throwing out here, you know, they didn't buy Prepaid Legal to maintain status quo. They bought it to blow it up, to increase the size of the company. And those that choose to go along with the mainstream of the company, and you can't be sitting off on the sideline watching it happen and do well, but if you just get into the mainstream of the company and grow along with them, my gosh, where are we going to be in 5 or 10 years? So I would just tell everybody, get ready, get yourself registered for convention for the More Success Team Breakout. This is the big one. The Oklahoma City Convention is for everybody in Prepaid Legal. You know, the Dallas event, the Leadership Summit, you might choose not to go to that, I guess, but you don't miss Oklahoma City, and you certainly don't miss the once-a-year More Success Team Breakout. So we're excited, Mr. Moore, and grateful to be on the call tonight.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hughes. We appreciate you. We appreciate your family and all that you bring to Prepaid. And, yes, these are very, very exciting times with Prepaid Legal. And with that, Mr. Ken Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. What a great job Ryan did. And, of course, Jeff's always glad to step in. Randy, our pastor said one time, said, make all the new friends you can. Be sure and do that, but don't forget the ones that have been tried and tested. And, you know, we don't want to forget. We get excited about this, and this is what we should be because this is a great opportunity. We don't want to forget about those people like Wilbur Smith 30 years ago, Kathy Pinson 31 years ago, Harlan Stonesiver that founded the company. And, by the way, I've had people ask, well, what's Harlan going to do now? Well, I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's still founder of the company. He always has been. He always will be. He's going to stay very active. He's still CEO of the company. It's his baby. If you think he's just going to turn loose and not pay attention to what's going on, you're wrong. The man's in there. He's a friend of mine. I know that. And I want to thank each new person on the call tonight. I want to thank especially those who have been on so many years on their team. I don't know who all's on here tonight and who all's not. Didn't get to hear all the people calling in. But, you know, folks, this team is 27 years old. We got some people I know been on the team 26 years. I'll be dead and gone by another 26 years, but my grandkids will be around. So I'd like for some of you to still be on there and say, I remember the night that Ken Moore said, will you be on 26 years? Because I know some of you will be, because prepaid is that solid product. It's that the need is great. And I could just go on and on, but I'm excited to be a prepaid agent, as I have been, and I intend to finish my days doing that. I'm proud of my boys for the job they're doing. I'm proud of each and every one of you. I'd like to say again and again and again, put God first, put your family second, and then just put this product, prepaid legal, or any other thing you're doing, put it third place. Let's stay together as a family. Let's work together, talk together, pray together, and thank you, and good night.